But they're kind of fun, like a behind the scenes thing. People want to see us, don't they?
People
want to see me, right?
People do not want to see you.
Ah, man.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Catholic Bites. This is Father Conrad. I'm with Father Chris Seith and Father Patrick Lewis, who is new to Catholic Bites. Father Patrick, good to have you here.
Great to be here.
And that was a good NPR. Great to be here. Nice work. Today, we're going to be discussing a homily by Blessed John Henry Newman. And to get a little intro to it, I want to tell you guys a story. When I was a seminarian, I was staying at the house of a Catholic family that I had met, kind of randomly, and giving them a tour of a church. And we were talking, and they were so good. They were so awesome. They were so hospitable. They were showing us around the sure. town, all this kind of stuff. And the last night we were there, we had been doing so much and we were so exhausted. And all we wanted to do is like just go to sleep. But the husband in the family said, "No, tonight we are staying up late and talking about the faith." And I'm like, "Okay, sounds good."
Wow.
And
okay.
Yeah, it was awesome. And he said, "Okay." He posed this question to us. He says, "Okay, I live a good life. You know, I try as best I can to be a good husband, a good father.
Mm-hmm.
I try to go to church and take care of things. Why do I need to do more?"
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. Mm. It was really a powerful question. And he's like, "Why do I need to do more?" And we talked about it for like 2 or 3 hours. And so Blessed John, the tie-in of Blessed John Henry Newman is he gives this homily where he says that most people just want to kind of say, "Okay, you know, I'm a good guy. Why do I need to be a saint?"
Sure.
"Well, I'm good enough." And the saints, they're the ones who say, "I am a miserable sinner and I need God's love and I need God's mercy and stuff like that." But so it's an interesting question. What do you think?
Yeah. We've kind of just flattened what it means to be fully human. We've just diminished it and limited it so that, you know, kind of the bar for excellence is if you're not killing anyone and if you're not, you know, whatever, like a horrible human being, you've basically reached human perfection. And, you know, that's about as far as you can get.
It also seems to me that, you know, with the saint, as they're drawing closer to Jesus and they're seeing his perfection, when they're really aware of how good he is and how perfect he is, they become more aware that they might not be so great, you know?
Wait, and that's what, like, yeah, exactly. Like, JP2 went to confession, like, all the time. And you got to think, what does JP2 have to confess? Or Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa went to confession all the time.
Sure.
What is Mother Teresa confess? Like, I understand that I've got to go to confession all the time, but, like...
Sure. Well, and that's part of it, too. I think the more you go to confession, the more you realize... the more you go to confession, the more you realize you have to go. If you only go, you know, once a year, you're like... I'm trying to just think of the big ones. I didn't really do anything that bad. Whereas if you go like on a regular basis, it's kind of like my car right now is a disaster. Just the inside is gross. And so if I just throw one more thing of trash in there, it's not so bad. But if I eventually will clean it, if I try to keep it clean,
or
those little things really look much worse.
Or if you rode in a well-kept car that's orderly and beautifully clean like mine, then you would say, oh man, look at this standard of perfection, which I don't live up to. And so Newman's point, which is really interesting, is that we as human, like that this view of life, instead of like saying, oh, okay, you know, that's good for everyone, it diminishes people. You know, the people
sure.
are made for more, that we're made... We as human beings are made for more, and by just saying, "Oh, everything's fine, you're okay, I'm okay," it prevents people from living out the true fullness of life. They live a diminished life.
Mm. I think one of the things you said earlier, Father Conrad, that I sort of wonder about is the confessions of the saints. What I suspect they look like normal confessions.
Yeah.
I suspect they had the sorts of sins that our normal Catholics in our pews have. But I think they come and they're so determined to receive the grace that Jesus has to give them, recognizing that their sanctity is not in how wonderful they are, but in what the Lord is able to do through them, that they just had this need to keep turning back again and again, which hopefully we all get to.
Well, that's an awesome point. And another point that Newman makes in this homily, which is just really awesome. You should just go read the homily. But the point he makes is that this is a religion of us being saved by someone else,
hmm.
and that we need to be saved. And it's not like a self-help religion where we kind of get through, okay, I got through the sinful stage and now I'm to the excellent stage and we'll stay there. But it's the religion in which we need to be saved, and Jesus Christ came to save us. And acknowledging our sinfulness, like the saints, yeah, you're right. I bet the saints did have similar confessions.
Hmm.
But acknowledging our sinfulness, then we open ourselves up to being saved.
But I think the knowledge of our sinfulness grows as our knowledge of the beauty of God grows, right? I mean, we don't realize how much we need a savior until we realize how great Jesus is, how great this like human perfection, meaning when God comes to dwell in a human being, what that beauty looks like. That's when we realize how far short we've come. You know, for those, if we've ever actually met a saint, we realize, wow, I am a horrible human being. Like, just, my gosh, part of the problem is, you know, living with saints is, you know, like my family members that are just such good people.
Yeah. I mean, just sitting in this room with Father Patrick here, I realize I am a horrible, horrible person.
Oh, I was just thinking, I'm such a good person.
I'm trying to make you feel that way, yes, Father Connor.
Well, it's something that is the thing that strikes me the most is how Christ comes to bring us to a perfection that we cannot possibly imagine.
Absolutely.
Nor reach. And then unfortunately people want to settle because you don't, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard to be a saint. It's
Well, here's a question or a thought. I wonder how this fits in. There's a Chesterton quote where he says, there's a great man who makes every other man feel small, but the truly great man is the man who makes every other man feel great. And applying that to the saints and applying that to our Lord, is there a sense in which they lift us up and see what it is we're actually called to be?
Yeah. You might say love lifts us up where we belong. Oh, come on. That's a great song quote, man.
No, that was lame.
It's
that
from...
It was super, super, super lame.
Whatever. We're nerding out. This is what like, the theme of these things are, is nerding out. With. No. Anyways, all right. So, no. Yes, I agree that when you're with a saint, you realize your own potential, right? There's something that... Sort of like when someone loves another person, they see something in that person that that person doesn't even see about themselves, right? There's like, no, I know you're more than this. And the saints, I think, call that out of us. They love us so much that they're like, no, you belong here too. This is where you belong as well.
And it's the paradoxical nature of the fact that when we know our sinfulness, when we know how weak and inadequate we are, that in that moment, we also recognize how much we're loved by God, mm-hmm. and how much he wants to raise us up. And yet, and if we just kind of think we're doing fine, you know, we're not great, we're not terrible, then we're unable to recognize how tremendous his love is for us and how much he wants to raise us up.
Amen.
Okay, well, we can end on that since you said amen. That's a
yeah,
good,
hey,
good,
there we go.
thank you, Father Chris and Father Patrick, for coming. If you like what you heard and you want to listen to more great podcasts, you can check us out at CatholicBitesPodcast.com or just CatholicBites.com. Either one works, apparently. And you can also find us on iTunes. You can rate us and review the podcast, too. That helps other people find the show. Thank you, and God bless you.